lovers in the air.
Actually, love is on the air because the Date Doctor is here. Doctor. Sponsored by Sparky's Hook and Ladder Bar and Grill in Hartford. The doctor will see you now.
Date Doctor's here, founder of Got5Minutes.com, author, love expert. Gina's also here. Because today we got what, Gina?
Oh, it's a dirty topic.
What?
We have an interesting topic today. You might get embarrassed, and it might be slightly inappropriate.
Have you met me? And by the way, you had it approved through Gina?
Yes.
Yeah. She's like me with a though. She'd be like,
yeah, that's fine. You can talk about bowl sweat.
We're talking about apps and technology and how that is changing the dating world right now. The first one is the online dating genie. Have you heard of this, Gina?
This is the one you said that they sent me, the bot?
Yeah, it's basically software that customizes your messages to all your online profile interests. It will gather from all your dating sites the profiles that you want to write to, and it will submit the same generated
message.
You
mean like you put, I'm looking forward to meeting you, and you'll put Dan at the end or John?
Yeah, but
and
it's
it goes
same.
To everybody yeah. at once. It saves you a lot of time, and it actually, there are different levels where they can actually respond for you. It has an editor attached to it.
Come on.
You know, it's really scary because now people are starting to wonder, am I talking to a bot? They make it look so real that people aren't sure who they're really talking to.
All right, get to the racy stuff.
All right, the next one is the app-controlled sex toys that you actually wear, and they can be controlled from anywhere.
I've heard of this.
Yep.
So if you have a long-distance relationship or you're on a business trip in California and you're talking to your wife on the phone, you could suddenly make it go.
What if it malfunctioned and you're sitting at work?
You could be in a business meeting.
If you see here the results of the last... The trend is going up.
They're all different kinds, but it's changing the way people date because you can meet somebody online that lives far away. You can actually stimulate that person.
I'm never going to need to leave the house.
Sex robots.
Are these like sex dolls that are really realistic?
They are so realistic looking that it's almost scary. These robots can talk to you and communicate with you. They can greet you when you walk in the door and say, hey, big boy.
I bet they're expensive, though. And you know where this all starts? Japan. They marry robots over there.
They're anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000, so they are super expensive.
But you can turn them off when you don't want
to
hear.
It's like a date. You teach them to mow the yard. It's over.
There you go.
When you're tired
of them. Have you met my boyfriend, R2-D2?
You can pick your hair color, eye color, ethnicity, sexuality.
You can get a gay bot.
Gay bot.
All your pleasures can be met with your sex robot. But could you imagine if you were at a guy's house, Gina, and like you open their bathroom closet and there was sex?
It's you like, think it's hello. A dead body?
Yeah. Or some woman hiding. And she's like, you look sexy today.
You know, like, I have been through so much in the dating world.
Right. I mean, these robots may be better communicators than some of the people Gina dates off of Match.com. I don't know.
My robot lied to me. My robot said his robot son broke his arm. It was a lie.
Yeah.
Damon, that's if true. She doesn't have a great guy by 50, let's chip in and buy her Rocky.
Oh.
So, in the meantime, people still might need traditional speed dating. When's your next one?
Wednesday night at the Maple Tree Cafe in Simsbury, and that is our over 40 singles.
There you go. You want to ask her a question? Get in on the speed dating? Send her an email at the following address.
Got5, that's the number 5, minutes.com.